You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, we will get to who said it. Also, obviously, we will get back to the Lions, but we do have one segment we're going to do this hour. I think something really interesting happened last night at the house that Pizza built, and I want to give Kenny Cott the floor. Now, we can do that right now, or we can do it after who said it. I leave that decision to the executive ball buster, Mr. David. An incredible use of a drill. You want it right now. Okay, so let me set the scene for you. And then, Kenny, I'm going to turn it over to you. Under the pretense, yes, it's early. But the Red Wings are getting booed off the ice. Jim Costa, a season ticket holder, Mr. Jim Costa, began a Fire Iserman chant last night. Remarkable at LCA. Kenny Cott, who is ultra super fan. Kenny will watch preseason games. Kenny turned the game off at the end of two periods to simply watch games he bet on. That's unspeakable in Kenny's house. But the Wings, they don't look any good. They look just like last year. You have three goalies, you don't have any. Oh, you didn't want to give term to any real defensemen? Cool. Your defensive core blows. And you don't have the skill necessary up front, because you got a bunch of 15 and 20 goal scorers, not 30 and 40 goal scorers. Mm-hmm. They got dump trucked again last night. And by the way, the Rangers didn't even start Shesterkin. They started Jonathan Quick. Fans booing this team?
Yeah, what?
Jim Costa pondering the Iser plan's existence?
One goal scored on the power play.
Kenny,
for the season.
To the main stage. What is going on here?
When Costa booed. Kenny turning the channel, I think every fan has been there where you're so disgusted with your team, you just got to walk away. But Jim Costa booing Steve Eisenman?
Exclusive audio of Costa at the game. All right, hold on. Kenny, please, what is going on in Wingland?
It was infuriating in every type of phase of the game, offensively, defensively, goaltending. Offensively, the DeBrincat thing angered me. The DeBrincat missing a wide-open cross-crease on a 5-on-3, it's like, dude, we brought you here for the purpose of scoring. Score! Mo Sider scored. He's a defenseman. That's not his responsibility. That's
yeah, my so story. Did Montour.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Another guy you didn't want to give term to.
100%. And that's just it. Is you look at this team as this offseason could have been an offseason where you didn't have to spend a ton of money, but bring in a little bit of help defensively. Bring in a little bit of score. Bring something. Tarasenko is on a line that's supposed to be your scoring line. They don't score. DeBrincat doesn't score. We don't play any defense. It's infuriating to watch this team. And it, like you said, if it was Shesterkin, you could argue, oh, they got goalied. It happens to the best of them. He's, if not the best, one of the best in the world of goaltending. But they didn't. They started Jonathan Quick. They couldn't score on him.
So when does this go from concern to panic? And I'm not asking you for any specific, like, don't feel like you need to answer this any specific way.
No, I'll answer it specifically. I give it about I want to see a 10-game sample size. That's usually how I judge hockey teams.
Okay.
In the data collection phase, even for Cash the Ticket, that's what Sir Puxalot would do in that situation, is I want a 10-game sample before I can really say this team is X, Y, and Z.
All right.
But what I've seen, the early returns have been very poor.
All right, so you're, what, 4 games deep. Here are your next 6. At the Preds tomorrow afternoon.
Probably a loss.
At UBS Arena on the Island against the Islanders on Tuesday.
Got to win. Got to.
Home against the Devils Thursday night.
That sounds like a loss.
At Buffalo.
That's got to be a win. That has to be a win.
Home against the Oilers. Home against the Jets.
If you split those, I'm happy. Yeah, if you're around 500 in your first 10, I can live.
But if they're 2-7?
It's a problem.
Is the loan in danger?
Yes. Absolutely. Especially if they feature games like this where you just get dump trucked.
Well, this is twice this season I have watched where I don't want to go overboard, but they didn't look very interested. Maybe the better word is they didn't look very inspired. It looked very flat.
And that falls on the shoulders of Derek Lawrence.
Are you accepting of that remark from fringe hockey guy?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
You can't. I mean, dude, you can't trot out this type of a performance and say anything else.
But again, keep your eye on it, guys. Because again, I know certain people, it's blasphemy. How dare you? Guys, they're getting booed in their own arena.
And something happened, and you asked me about this pre-show, and I thought it was an interesting question. You asked me how social media was reacting, because usually it's drinking the bathwater type of stuff. And social media was ripping Lalonde's ass. Social media was in fury. There wasn't one person going, guys, give it a little bit of time. No, there's overreaction happening within the fan base right now.
And I want to give it time. It is early. I will say it again. It was just like, wait, Cookie's booing? Kenny turning the game off?
I think it was just I'm oversimplifying the disappointment of how you finished last year, how you're starting this year. And then you've seen the other teams in this city start to do some things well, and you're wondering, okay, when is it going to be your turn?
If I told you the Tigers would make the playoffs before the Isers plan,
wouldn't have bought it.
You would have laughed me out of the studio.
I would have.
I wanted to do that check-in, one segment in a 4-hour show that is exclusively football. Yeah. Keep your eye on it.
I would have thought that was hot take radio.
Newsflash, if we're sitting here next Thursday, they win 3 games in a row, none of what we're talking about matters. But it was a very, Cookies described it as a very odd scene at that game. A lot of unhappy people in the home seats, a lot of booing, a lot of people leaving after the second period. That's just, you don't want to start a year like that.
And at a point, too, we want to be a playoff team. If you're a legit playoff team, you have to win games that you're supposed to lose. So when I map out the next 6-7 games, whatever it was, some of those that, you think, oh, that's an assigned loss. We have New Jersey. We have, Nashville on the road. Some of those have to be wins, guys. That's what has to happen here.
It's very fair, because otherwise you're going to be begging for games down the stretch. And the problem is their season ends the way it starts. Difficult, at least on paper. David, Ticket Text, what do you got?
Fire the coach and fire Yzerman.
Okay, we're not doing this already.
The Wings are a disaster. Lalonde is a fraud. Steve Yzerman is a fraud. They need to blow it up.
Can I ask a question if we're going to go down this road with Lalonde? And this is just something that annoys me, and I see it generally in the NBA and the NHL. If you are willing to fire your coach 6, 8, 10 games into a season, why did you bring them back in the first place? And I'm not talking about your coach going Gary Moeller. I'm talking about, okay, we're off to a slow start, Dad. Why did you bring him back?
I think it's because you think that you've improved the team in the offseason enough where the coach has better tools to work with.
Okay, but then hold on. Then I don't.
He goes a step higher.
Exactly.
I don't want to use a word that will anger people. I'm not being provocative. But that's a level of delusion, because I don't know anyone who's intelligent about hockey, Kenny included, who walks away from last offseason going, tangibly better. No one said that.
So it was funny, too, because in the offseason, during this last game on the national broadcast, you had the national broadcasters going, something I've never heard them do before. They were like, oh, he's the king of this town, but if they don't make the playoffs, he might be on the hot seat this offseason. And I was like, what? Now, nationally, it's being picked up, because every other year it's been, oh, he's Steve Yzerman, he's fine.
Well, and again, they made a willful choice not to address the goaltending situation. True or false? They made a willful choice not to sign a legitimate defenseman. Oh, I don't want to give out term. Great, then you don't get anyone. And they didn't add anything to the front line. They retained Patrick Kane. How are you better?
You're not.
Now,
especially with the goaltending.
All right, now Casper's up. Okay, he needs to become a story for them to be tangibly better. Keep an eye on it. But I tell you, Cookies loves the Wings. If he left after the second period and was booing, Cookie said he's one step from bringing a Fire Eiserman sign to LCA. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I had to do a double check when I went back and looked at the group checks. I was like, wait, did Cookie say he was, wait, he booed?
And he's a season ticket holder. He's a member of the 1906 Society or whatever they call it down there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
All right, we do it every week at this time. David compiles things our coworkers have said. We have to guess who said it. David, who is eligible?
Anyone from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, so we have a Rieger Wojo addendum. Let's begin.
Number one, he's got Micah Parsons. They're going to have to pay him $30 million a year. Can they afford it? If they look at their books and say, can we actually afford Micah Parsons, pick up the phone and say, what do you think, Micah Parsons?
So this is about Micah Parsons.
Would seem that way.
Let's start out with Evan Jenkins, who's joining us.
Let me go last, because I'm pretty sure there's only been one person on this radio station that's talked about this.
A trade for Micah Parsons?
I have zero idea.
I have no concept of who this could possibly be.
Oh, God. Well, hold on then, Evan. You don't get to...
I'm janking myself.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
It's the rule.
It's your rule.
David, can we hear it one more time?
Sure. He's got Micah Parsons. They're going to have to pay him $30 million a year. Can they afford it? They look at their books and say, can we actually afford Micah Parsons? Pick up the phone and say, what do you think, Micah Parsons?
I'm getting either a Gator or a Kang vibe from this. And I can't tell why.
See, I was going night show.
Huh.
We're like Rieger Woji.
See, I was thinking Guff.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's anywhere close.
All right, hold on. Evan has janked himself.
Yeah.
Could you offer a hint? Just a lifeline.
Wait, which one of us is the closest? Tell us that, because we guess
Kenny
three different
Cott
shows.
Is the closest.
Okay.
Okay.
In my opinion, I could be wrong, because Rico saying Tom kind of threw a wrench in everything. But I'm pretty sure that Kenny's the closest.
I'm going to guess Kang. I got a Kang vibe from it. He's the co-host of
the
show.
Why?
It's a Cadence thing. It sounded like...
Cadence?
Yeah.
Here we go! We're good!
You know, you got to get the Cadence right.
Omaha. All right, so you're going Kang.
Kang.
Rico?
I'm gonna go Gov. I don't know why. It just sounds like something Gov would say.
Michael?
Gov did produce a big list of players.
Yeah, everybody in the NFL.
Exactly. So maybe it featured Micah Parsons when I haven't heard other people talk Micah Parsons. I've called Micah Parsons a problem. I think they may trade him in the offseason, but I'll go Gov. David, who said it?
I'm going to go Scott the Gator Anderson.
Damn. I was so close.
Because I sat here and debated with myself. I'm like, oh, yeah, because the Lions have all this great cap room because they're signing everybody under the sun. And Jerry just went and paid all of his guys. It just didn't make any sense to me. I held on to that one.
Jeez.
That's why we have the rule, people.
All right, let's keep it moving.
I still feel like they have a really good team here, and they still have the offense, that offensive line, those weapons, and yeah, the rest of that defense is better than what it was last year.
Okay, that's not me. Who wants to take the lead?
I'm gonna go Jansen because he was focusing on the offensive line. Okay. And that's a big thing for him. And I think I've heard him say multiple times that this defense is actually better, even though Hutch is not there, than where they were last year.
Okay. Evan Jenkins.
The positivity just screamed Doug to me. And that's the reason I'm going with
that. Well, we're in the booth together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Evan. The positivity. I'm between either Jansen or Doug. I'll go Doug.
Let's listen one more time before you guess. David.
I still feel like they have a really good team here. And they still have the offense, that offensive line, those weapons. And yeah, the rest of that defense is better than what it was last year.
Nope, Jansen. I'm in on Jansen.
I'm Duggan, man.
I'm going to go Doug.
You doing the Dougie?
Oh, yeah. Thuggish, ruggish Doug.
Teach you how to Dougie.
Okay, then.
What a great moment in time that was when that song came out.
Okay, David, who said it?
We were close.
Damn it.
Hate this game.
If you can collect it, I'll talk about it. All right.
I guess I shouldn't yell at David during the picks.
Let's go to number three.
You aren't.
That's
sorry,
it?
I had to clear my throat.
I'm going to guess Tom.
Heather with the news.
You aren't good enough. You can't get it done without Aiden Hutchinson. The only reason his defense is any good is because of Aiden Hutchinson.
Jeez, only reason the defense is any good? Now, I do hold the opinion the injury hurt you badly. I don't think I've gone that far.
That sounds like Rieger trying to sell a topic. That's yeah. I'm going to guess Jeff.
And I was going to say the same. I heard the angriness, but I don't think that was you.
I haven't gone that far.
No, you just simply said you're disillusional if you believe that nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like
that sounds like Rieger.
He took it out of context for sure. It's somebody trying to set something up or being facetious from a ticket text or something. I'm going to guess it's Tom, though, just yelling because fans.
I wish we had the audio of what he said today. Huh. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, Rico knows.
I know. I heard that live.
Shout out Black Friday.
Okay. All right. I'll go Rieger. Kenny.
Yeah, Rieger.
David, who said it? Oh, my God.
Evan, you are spot on. It was a rant. He went off basically giving a Rudy speech saying that you can do this. You actually can.
How did we not see this?
I know. We had it. We just didn't have the host.
It was right there in front of us.
All right.
We oversaw that.
Yeah, but you got to leave me out. I don't listen.
Chariots of Fire starts playing.
The defense was only good because of Hutch?
Yes, he was trying to motivate, saying people are saying this about you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I understand. Yeah. That's a real cute setup by you, David. Feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Next.
Posse up, or whatever he said after every, what did he say in Denver? Let's ride.
Posse up?
I have to use the... I have to use a jank rule.
I'm going
to
guess Tom, just because I want to hear him say posse up.
That sounds
up.
Like the whitest thing I've ever
That's
heard.
What I'm saying.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey, let's posse up.
Would you and your posse like to come in to the restaurant? So, in the Tecumseh area.
And that's why I'm going to go with Doug.
Yo, you were his college roommate.
Hey, you want to be in my posse tonight, Rico?
Oh, what's
Sir
your name?
Mix-a-lot, my posse's on Broadway.
What's your name there, Broheim?
Hey, me and my posse are going to come through later.
Hey, can I join the posse?
For shizzle.
Is that how your people say it? Be real. Was that Doug freshman year?
Doug was a
high top fade.
Doug was interesting.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't have time to go through everything.
Oh, yes, you do.
Put it this way. His record crates came in the room before we saw who Doug was. So we saw all of these rap albums. We're going through it. And then all of a sudden, this white guy walks through the door and we're like, I'm sorry, who are you? And why did you just walk into our room? It was Doug.
It was like the Hangover, Black Doug versus White Doug.
Right.
So fight the power. I've been saying it for years, Rico.
So, yes, that's when we all found out his favorite rapper was Schoolie D.
He's got steps in his haircut.
Now he had the Gumby.
Gold chains.
He had the Gumby. He had the swoop.
Oh, my God. I don't even remember who said it.
You don't even have to worry about it. I'm just going to play it.
Okay. Yes! Yeah!
Yes! No need to guess. You all had it.
Rico,
you all were spot on.
Rico, I've often said it for the culture.
That's exactly why I wanted to put this in here. You all...
Wow.
Great job.
I was like, yeah, that sounded like Doug.
I love Dr. King.
Posse up.
Posse up.
Oh, my God. Okay, then. I think we're good. I think we're good. All right. That is who said it. All right, David, we'll get the injury report for the Lions. And then I want some ticket text, and we're going to reset everything at 5 o'clock because I want to reset this Max Crosby thing with the conversation I had this morning, and then straight up about the game this weekend. I mean, it is life after Hutchinson. And do I think Carlton Davis playing or not matters? Yes, but whether he plays or not doesn't change my mind on I really feel like you're in a bad spot. But David, first things first, let's go with the injury report. What are the designations?
Designation, Christian Mahogany, doesn't matter, he's out. Carlton Davis, questionable with the quad. Zeitler, groin, questionable. So that will be game time decisions, basically.
Now, what's interesting is, with Carlton Davis, Campbell said he was trending in the right direction. We'll see. With Zeitler, he was more negative, saying, I don't want to put words in the man's mouth. I just remember hearing it and him, it sounding like Zeitler wouldn't play. That's what it sounded like.
Now, what's Carlton Davis' injury?
Quad.
Okay, that's not good.
Listen, let's see what happens. But for me, this is a very difficult spot. You're going on the road.
Yeah.
The euphoria of Dallas is gone. The reality of losing your best player. Look, as fans, it's not your responsibility to be stressed out about it.
No.
But in those meetings, in film, at the facility, you know who is? Aaron Glenn. Everything you do is different without Aiden. Everything. So I want to see it before I can believe in a seamless move forward. I mean, again, I come in really early Fridays. I do the hit with the morning show, listening to their caller base, and people just going, we're winning by 14. We're winning by 17. We're winning by 20. I wouldn't pick you to win by 20 over the Panthers. Those games happen. But you don't predict them. What happened last week against Dallas, it might be 10 years before you beat a team like that again.
Yeah.
So I just view it way different. In the NFL, win by one, win by 100. It's hard to win. So we're going to get into it in the five, and I want to ask, there's a new angle on the Max Crosby stuff. We're going to do that too, but ticket. No, not even the TJ thing. Okay. No, the other thing. TJ thing. Go ahead, David.
Someone's asking you, or Eric from a car is asking you, Rico, did I just hear you say Doug had a Gumby haircut in college?
That was joking.
Okay, so he didn't have the Bobby Brown.
He didn't have the Bobby Brown. No, he did not.
Someone's asked, did he walk in like Forrest Gump and say, sorry, you ruined your Black Party Panther. Black Panther Party, I'm sorry.
No.
Is this what all the texts are about?
No, I have Wings text here.
Oh, I'm about to say, no.
No.
When he walked in the room, as I described to you, it was four of us sitting in the room. We're all Black. Doug walks in the room, and it was the sound of the needle going across the record, like, who are you, and why'd you just walk into our room? And he was like, hi, guys, I'm your new roommate.
And I'm for the culture.
Red Wings are doomed. We are old and we suck.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Okay, Kenny may have written that.
He might have.
No.
They signed Gustafson, and he was a healthy scratch after game one. Explain that, Kenny.
Can't. He stunk. I mean, that's pretty much it. They signed an offensive defenseman who doesn't play any offense. So there we go.
I have a fever, and the cure is more goalies. What were we thinking this offseason?
I don't know. Kenny and I got mocked for wanting to get into the Linus Ullmark sweepstakes or to make a trade, to be aggressive. So you can just keep mocking us and enjoy the government cheese you're being fed. I don't understand it. I can't figure it out.
A little confusing. Someone says, guess Blashill wasn't the problem.
Okay, hold on. It's four games. Before you throw Lalonde out with this week's garbage, can we at least get to next week? I mean, I understand getting booed at home, bad.
Yeah.
Team looking lifeless, also bad.
Mike, kind of like that milk on the last day. The expiration date is coming up soon.
Uh-oh.
But if you beat a couple of these teams, like if you end up winning in Nashville, I think Lalonde looks a lot better.
Exactly. Win a couple games in a row, this all goes away. But it was just, it's a jarring start to the year.
Raymond, Kane, Berggren all have 0 goals. Tarasenko has 1-4 of this team's top scorers combined for 1 goal is a problem.
All right, can I ask one question here? Like, and if I'm out of line, no pun intended, check me, Kenny. Berggren's not an NHL player. He's certainly not a high level one.
He's a fringe NHLer, but he's not one that you have high expectations for. If you mention his name and he's not producing, yeah, no.
Right, really, so it's like, okay, so again, why here? Now, I know they brought Kasper up. Okay, here's one of the young guys. Let's see it. The problem is, and Kenny, again, I pay deference to you on this, everything I have read about Kasper, because I have a life. I'm not watching minor league hockey, is there is a concern about his offense translating to the NHL level at a high level.
It's more true than untrue, but where you drafted him, you have high expectations.
I know. No. I know. I'm just saying, like the comp for me is like I lived in a world where for years the Islanders did this, where they would draft guys and constantly it was, well, we don't know if they're going to be the best offensive player. And you'd end up with Tim Connelly, Josh Bailey, Kyle Okposo, like all these guys. And you're like, well, wait, are any of you ever going to score 30 goals?
Okposo wasn't so bad.
But he was never what they were 100%. Supposed to be drafting Todd Bertuzzi.
But then you have to be fair about it, though. You reached what people thought was a reach for Mo Sider, and he's turned into an excellent NHL.
I understand that. But one has nothing to do with the other.
No, I agree.
I mean, we saw what a team of 15 to 20 goal scorers was. Those aren't the guys that are going to will you into the playoffs.
No, it's not those guys, and it's certainly not Berggren. So you can miss me with that one.
I'm willing to give it more time. But when Jim Costa boos them at the game and the crowd is booing, and you've got Kenny turning the game off in the second period, that's, come on.
Yeah, the frustration's kicking in.
So we will turn the page, get back to football, Lions-Vikings, and I've got a interesting twist on the Max Crosby thing. You can tell me what you want to do with it. We're going to do all of that next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.